We are interviewing Hannah Fleck.
The great-grandmother.
Hannah Fleck happens to be the great-grandmother of two of our grandsons. Her granddaughter, Sally Geller Weinberg, is married to my son, Dan Weinberg. Hannah, you live where?
I live at the present time on Gladstone, 2542, in an 8 apartment building, and I've been there since 1964. Before that, I lived on Princeton Drive, 1893 Princeton, and you know, Elizabeth, those were really the best years of my life. It's where our children grew up, Sam was living, and it was just wonderful. Before that, we lived on Baxter Avenue. And it was an old house. In fact, now it's in the registry for old homes in Louisville. It's going to be preserved. I didn't think I was living in such a wonderful place then. It was lovely. It was divided into 4 apartments, and it was old, and I'll never forget the kitchen, there were no windows. And when my father saw it, he said, "You can't live here." He says, "Get your deposit back." I says, "Why, Papa?" He says, "Look, it doesn't have a window. It's got a skylight." I said, "Well, we didn't rent it for the kitchen. We rented this apartment because there's 2 apartment buildings here, and the two yards are together. It's like a park. My children will have some place to play. They won't have to play on concrete." And we lived there from...
Now, what was the name of that park?
It was no park. Oh. It was very close to Tyler Park.
That's what Tyler Park.
Okay. But, and that was at 1893 Baxter Avenue.
Now, what year was that?
That was in... We moved there in 1933, and we loved it, and Annette was born there. Bunny was born before we moved there. Annette was born there at the Jewish hospital, and we lived there until 1937, the year of the flood. And the reason we moved, the reason we moved is we didn't have any water at where I lived on Baxter Avenue. Sam was down the store. He got caught in the flood and could not
get
home.
Now, where was the store?
The store was at Shelby and Market. And the water came, after all, that was close to the river. But the water, and they were already moving merchandise upstairs, my mother and dad's apartment. My mother and dad were out of town at the time. My brother had her come to Columbus, Ohio because of the flood waters. And as long as they could get out, they went there. So they were all moving merchandise up to their apartment at that time, and Sam could not get home. And there were people that stayed at my house that lived in the south end of the city, came to stay at my house. And across the hall from me lived a mother and daughter. The mother was 95, 96 years old. And the apartment was not as warm as it should be for this elderly woman. And so it was Jake Blostein was at my house, and Maury Cohen were at my house. And they kept going down the basement, an old-fashioned basement, a cellar, you know. They had to go outside to get down to the cellar to put coal in the furnace. And the janitor told the people next door, after the flood, should I say this, you're going to make those Jews move.
No, yes, yes, definitely.
And my neighbors told me that the janitor told them that after the flood, he was going to make those Jews move. And we were just putting coal in the furnace because of this 95, 96-year-old woman. And sure enough,
who owned the building?
A woman by the name of Miss Hayes. And sure enough, in the spring, when it was nothing in those days to call your landlord and tell them you wanted a you want papering, you want painting, you know. So I called Miss Hayes, and I told her that, Miss Hayes, our lease is up, and I would like for you to do such and such. She said, she sort of hemmed and hawed, and she said, well, she just kept hesitating like that, you know. And she said, I want you to move. I says, what? She says, I want you to move. I said, well, why? And we love this place because of the yards that came together, the 2 yards. It was like a park for my children. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And she hesitated and said, well, your children, you write on the sidewalk with chalk. Well, that, and what is that? After all, the rain washes it right off. But see, he...
May I stop you a minute,
yes.
Hannah? This is an interesting point.
But
have you ever run into anti-Semitism at any other time that...
No.
Like that in
Louisville? Never. 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 And so sure enough, he told her all sorts of stories, I suppose, about us, and because of his remarks to the landlady, we moved, which was really a good thing for us, because that's when we moved on Princeton Drive.
Now, one of the big reasons that I was so anxious to interview you is because from what I had heard, I understood that your father came to Louisville near the years 1880. And this was the beginning of the first great Eastern European migration. And not only that, but I know that you belong to Az Jeshurun. And if your father joined a congregation, he would have joined what they called the Polish congregation at that time, which is now Az Jeshurun. And so that means that your family, besides being from that first early Eastern immigration, that's historically that's called the first, you have also belonged to the same congregation for many, many generations.
Right, but before that, before we joined Az Jeshurun, we belonged to
the one on Jefferson Street?
On Jefferson Street.
Oh, did you go there
as
a child?
Oh, yes, and we, you know, we went there, see, and then,
All right, then let me get back to you, though. I'd like to know what you did know about your father. Do you have some idea when he came to Louisville?
I think he came to Louisville about, let's see, my brothers were all born in Louisville. I imagine he came to Louisville. I think he might have come here about maybe 1875, perhaps.
Oh, well, your brother's a great deal older than you? Well, wait a minute. When did your parents get married?
Oh, God, I want to hear that. See, that's what I wanted to come about. See, he's got all that information. My oldest brother. See, I had that at home.
When was your oldest brother born about? When your father first came to the United States, did he come directly to Louisville?
No. My father came to, I think, through Baltimore. And then he lived, I suppose he lived in Portsmouth, Virginia, because that's where his brothers and his sister lived, in Portsmouth, Virginia. Now, why he came to Louisville, I really do not know. I just imagine that people said, oh, the paddling is good in Des Soit, they used to say. And I think that's why he came to Louisville. I don't know.
Well, when did he open his store? After he was married?
After he was married. I imagine.
And you think he had no jobs that he peddled up until that time?
I imagine so.
Do you think he peddled in Louisville, or
no,
did he go
outskirts,
out in the
outskirts, out in the country? Out in the country.
Did you ever hear him tell you any stories?
Well, yes. He always would talk about the different people.
Did he have a horse and wagon?
He had a horse and wagon, and he stayed at the homes of different people. And most of them, I think all of them, were Gentile people, and they were all very nice, and he spoke, you know, very nicely about them.
Do you know, have any idea how far from Louisville he went, whether he traveled in Indiana or Kentucky?
I think, I always took it for granted it was Kentucky. Now, whether it was elsewhere, I don't know.
And you never, okay.
Never asked questions.
We didn't in those days.
No, it's terrible. And I often think that the reason they didn't, well, I don't know why they didn't, well, I don't know.
Now,
they didn't talk about Russia either, that's the thing.
Do you know where your daddy came from in Russia?
I think he came from the same place that my mother did, from Kovna Guberna. Now, wherever that is in Russia.
Yes.
I think Kovna is still, it's still called Kovna, isn't it?
Kovna Guberna is mm-hmm. where a great deal of the Jewish people mm-hmm. in Louisville came mm-hmm. from, some of my mm-hmm. family.
Now, some of his people went to Africa. A brother, and I think his mother. And evidently they went there from Russia. Now, why, I do not understand.
But do you know, when they went there or anything?
I imagine about the same time, maybe around the same time that Papa came to the United States, or maybe after. Evidently it was after he came.
A lot of people, when they couldn't get in the United States, went to South Africa.
Right, uh-huh. So evidently that's, because I could never understand, and we weren't too much in contact with them, and that's what bothers me.
No one in the family's made any attempt to find out about that part of the family?
No.
And you've never kept in contact with any of the Virginia part of the family?
Oh, yes. I'm still in contact with them. Oh, yes. But they never did either. That's what's so strange.
Yes.
You know?
Okay. Now, your mother... when did she come to this country?
I think she came...
Just guess. Don't worry about it.
Mama was born in 1883.
Do you know how old your father was when he got married?
I figure Papa was, let's say Papa was, Papa was born in 1867, and I feel like he came here when he was maybe 18 or 20.
Okay. Now. But you don't know exactly the year they married.
Not exactly.
Now, do you know where they got married?
They were married in a, some kind of a hall on Jefferson Street. It was between Preston and First. Now, I don't know where. Ellie didn't know either. Ellie thought it was First and Jefferson. I thought it was at Preston and Jefferson. So I don't know.
Now, who was your mother?
Rosa Berman.
Now, we...
And Bubby and Zadie, I remember, talked about Mama's wedding, and they had a big barrel of apples.
Now, who was... what Bubby and Zadie are you talking about?
Harris and Deborah Berman.
And where did they come from?
They came from...
The Kovna Guberna, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to know is, your mother had lots of brothers and sisters?
There were 9 children.
Can you name them?
Sure.
And who they married?
There was my Uncle Ben. He was the youngest. He was married to Lil Jacobstein. Then there was my Aunt Jenny. She was married to Israel Fuchs. And then there was Uncle Wolf. Uncle Wolf was married to Bessie Moot. And then my Tante Yessie was married to, what's his first name?
The Dream, is that the one?
Fox. Uncle Laser. Laser Fox. And to get you a little bit mixed up here, Laser Fox and Israel Fuchs were brothers. 2 brothers married 2 sisters, but one used the name Fox and one used the name Fuchs. And then there was Uncle Nathan. Uncle Nathan married Katie Shapiro? Katie Oser. And then there's Uncle Ike married, he lived in Evansville. He was married to Dora Moot. No, that wasn't her name. That wasn't her, no. That was Aunt Bessie. No, I can't think what her maiden name was. And then Tante Surrey, she was married to, Banus, no? God, I can't think who she was married to. And then there was, Uncle Meyer, and he was married to Tante Esther. I don't know what her maiden name is. So that was Mama's family. There were 9 children.
So how many, did your mother have a sister?
Yeah, Tante Sari, Tante Yessie, and Aunt Jenny.
So how many first cousins did you have?
Oh, goodness.
Did you ever count them?
It was wonderful. In the Fox family, there were about 14, 15. In the Berman family, Tante Esther and Uncle Meyer, there were 9 children. And Uncle Nathan and Katie, there was only 1 child, Hannah Seligman. And she lived down south in Bastrop, Louisiana. And Uncle Wolf and Aunt Bessie had 2 boys, Bernard and Robert Berman. And Tante Sari, I tell you, she had 1 daughter and 4 sons. Mama had 4 sons and 1 daughter. Aunt Jenny had 2 sons and 2 daughters. And Uncle Ben had 1 daughter. And that's the family.
All right, I missed out. Now, the Levines, did you mention, how many children were there?
5, 1 daughter.
Is that all? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute, no. There's more than 1 daughter.
You're talking about Banus.
Oh, now that's not first cousins.
No.
Oh, now, all right, but they are part of the Berman family.
Right. That was my grandmother's sister.
Your grandmother's sister.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting out to another
that's
of
right.
your family.
Uh-huh.
So how many of your grandmother's family did you have here in Louisville? You had that sister. Was there any other?
All of them that I named, the only one that lived out of town was Uncle Ike.
Wait a minute. I thought you were naming your mother's brothers and
sisters.
That's
right.
Now, but you said that the Banus Levine family was your grandmother's brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, then who else then?
My grandmother was Deborah Berman.
Yes.
She had a sister by the name of Tante Gallie.
Yes.
She had another sister by the name of Tante Miyasi, Levine, and her husband was Banus.
Yes. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Hannah, when you were younger, or how far back can you remember? Can you remember like when you were 5 years old?
Oh, sure.
In those days?
Mm-hmm.
Did the family get together very often?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat together? Or did you,
you
visit?
You mean the cousins?
Yeah, were you friendly with all your first cousins?
Oh, sure.
The see
Burmans.
Them often?
Oh, of course. Uh-huh, we always did. And whenever anyone came in from out of town for the Evansville bunch, they always stayed with Mama. And there was always room, you know? There was always room in those days. So people, they slept on the floor, you know? And it was always fun. And we lived at Shelby and Market, and we lived upstairs. Well, at first, Mama and Papa had a kitchen and dining room in the back of the store, and the bedrooms were upstairs. Then, later on, when Papa bought another building and another building next door to each other, the store became larger, we had an apartment upstairs that was from the store that was really a beautiful apartment. Had all hardwood floors, and it was really lovely.
Now, and then did you have a living room?
Oh, yes, we had a living room, and we had...
But originally, when you had the kitchen and dining room...
We didn't. Everyone congregated in the dining room with a great big old-fashioned beautiful lamp over the table, you know, with those hanging lamps. It was lovely. And I had a wonderful childhood. I had four brothers. My four brothers were older than I was. And I was like a princess, you know. I was spoiled rotten, you know.
Did you ever feel like that your family or any of you all or any of your cousins even, that they were very poor or anything?
No, we never thought about anything like that.
Were they poor?
Well, yeah, the one that had 14, 15 children were, you know, and...
What did that father do for a living?
He was a shoemaker, and then he sold a little merchandise in the store. He wasn't a shoemaker. They lived on Preston Street, and we always went over there.
Now we're
and the minute I walked in the house, I was hungry. And then across the street, I'll never forget, was Lily Myers. That's Bob Kahn's mother. And the first thing I wanted in the summertime was a snowball. And they made snowballs. That was fun. That was wonderful. It was a real treat to go on Preston Street.
Yes, was that near where the old Knesset?
No, well, that was near the Schmerz Gutel Jewel. That was at Preston and Liberty. And Frank Fears was right down the street. The brewery was right down the street.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Benny Yankov was a shul on Jefferson Street. That's right. Oh, and you know what we used to do? And of course, we walked every place, you know, whoever knew to ride. And, you know, on Friday nights, we would go to the shul at Floyd Chestnut. And that was Rabbi Gettleman. And at that time, he wasn't even married. And then I remember when he got married and he brought his bride to Louisville.
Why did you go to shul there on Friday night?
Well, they were the only ones that had Friday night services.
In the years before you dated, or was that in your...
No, that was in my teens. I was 13, 14 years old. And seeing everyone lived in that same vicinity. We lived at Shelby and Market because I didn't live where there were any Jewish people. I didn't have any Jewish friends in those days.
How far away were you from all the other Jewish kids?
About 7, 8, 9 blocks, and we walked. You know, the Burmans lived on Market Street between 2nd and 3rd. I lived at Shelby and Market. I lived at 700 East, and they lived at 200 West Market.
Now, I know that you have had some friends since childhood.
Right.
And I didn't know whether they had lived close to you.
Well,
who were some of the people that you have been close friends with?
Well, I told you, my friends, most of my friends were not Jewish when I was growing up. See, and I had a lot of Gentile friends, and because they live right in my neighborhood. And but Lillian Goldberg and I, Lillian Verman Goldberg, we and Stella Levine, Stella Jacobs, we always got together on Saturdays. We'd go downtown to a movie, you know, and that was a big treat. And then a lot of times I went over to Lillian's, the Bermans. We went to the Hippodrome, and that cost a nickel. And then there was
now at the Hippodrome, is that the one that had stage show too?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But also on my...
I was confused with the one on 5th and Chestnut or something.
Oh, 5th and Walnut, I think. The, I don't recall what the name of that was. Yeah, but there was also a theater on my block at the store. It was called The Empire. And everyone that came, all my friends that came to visit me down there, that was a big treat. We went to the Empire, and that was a nickel. And oh, I used to go there every Saturday. I think they must have come to visit me, and I took them because they were continued. Pearl White, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was continued every Saturday, every week, so you wanted to see that. And then another big treat was to get an ice cream cone for a nickel. Because in those days, they had penny cones, they had 2-for-nickel cones, and a nickel cone was really a treat. That was really a treat.
So how often did you get a nickel cone?
Not very often, but, oh, I know, Mama...
Did you get a penny cone every day?
Oh, sure, yeah. But now, see, my Bubby and Zadie, when I was little, walked, when I was like... 8, 9, 10 years old, lived on Market Street between Hancock and Jackson. And every Friday, I went with my basket of bread and milky rolls that Mama made and cake, and I used to take it down to Bubby and Zadie. And Zadie always gave me a nickel every Friday. So that was my big treat for that, you know.
Oh, yes. Now, what did your Zadie do? He have a store?
Zadie didn't do anything. I don't know. Didn't do anything when he came.
A lot of them were this way. Did his children support
they
him?
They must have.
But they didn't live with any of their children.
No, they had their own place. And then...
Did you see that movie Avalon?
Yes.
And they had the old...
My brother owned some cottages around the corner from the store, and they were real cute little cottages, and that Bubby and Zadie moved there, and they had a little cottage to themselves, and they really loved it, and they had a little porch, you know, and it was really wonderful. And after Bubby died, and my grandfather found her on the floor, I'll never forget, and he said, oh, he called her his Mala, that's an angel. You know?
Yes.
And then after that, he came to live with us. And he used to spend a great deal of time in the store, and he had a long beard. And oh, whenever the customers would come in with children, they'd say, oh, look, there's Santa Claus. And he used to get a kick out of that. But he lived with Mama.
Did he become very Americanized?
No, not too. Well, no, he didn't trust anybody. Zadie was so cute. He would take his money to the bank, but he had his own bank book that he made. He made his own bank book out of a few pages of, you know, of ruled paper, you know, lined paper. And he had his bank book and the bank's bank book. He had them both. And it was really cute.
Let's get over to your parents now. They got married. You told me where they got married, but
I thought it was called Turner's. I don't know whether it was, that's right or not. But they were married on Jefferson Street.
But in those days, they had halls.
Halls, right.
Where they did get married.
It seems to me it was in the same vicinity as the Benny Yonkov Shul. Bidelson's had a delicatessen across the street from there later.
Do you think they had wedding attendance, or did you ever hear anything?
I don't know. I never heard them say anything like that. Now, when Aunt Bessie and Uncle Wolf got married, they did. I remember they did.
How old were you then?
I don't think I was even born.
Oh.
I wasn't born yet.
But you knew about it.
But we celebrated. We had a party for Aunt Bessie and Uncle Wolf and celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary. And that's how I knew about the bridesmaids. Sadie Badish was a bridesmaid. Flora Waldman was a bridesmaid. And Rabbi Zarchi married them.
Can you remember Rabbi Zarchi?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Rabbi Gittleman married us, and Rabbi Zarchi. And Maisie.
Yeah.
Maisie was a good friend of mine, Maisie Crisanti, and we grew up together. And I remember I would go over there, and they always offered me this Italian wine, and it was wine. And I said, oh, gee, I don't like this. This doesn't taste like our wine. It was real sour. Do the rest of it, too?
All right, we're ready. We're on now. Did Preston Street play a very active part in your life over your young days?
Sure did. My aunt lived on Preston Street, the Foxes. After that, it was always fun to go there because there were always so many kids, you know. And and then there were the butcher shops on Preston Street.
Who owned the butcher shops then when you were...
And Mr. Schrager, he was on Preston near Market Street. And then Uncle Israel Fuchs, he had a butcher shop on Preston near Walnut. And then Snyder. The butcher was on Preston and Walnut, right on the corner. And then my Tante Gally, she was married to Uncle Feinberg. And they had the milk dairy. And next to the milk dairy was where they made wigs or chatels. Chatels, that's what they made. And that was a Goldberg family.
Did your grandmother wear a chatel?
Sure.
Did your mother?
No. And next to the Foxes lived the Basses, and that was Dave Bass. And Celia Gerber, whose daughter is the one that passed away today, the funeral was today.
And who was it that died today?
Alice, the funeral was today, was for Alice Pearl Lyons, whose maiden name was Gerber. And her mother was a Bass.
Oh, so she
Dave
was the first
Bass's
cousin to Dave Bass.
She was a niece of Dave Bass.
Okay.
So Celia Gerber and Dave Bass were sister and brothers. And this was Celia Gerber's daughter that died, Alice Pearl Lyons.
Tell me, do you have a very difficult time finding any families in Louisville that you can't find some kind of relationship with?
Well, we do have a big family, and if you go back far enough, you can find they are related, and it's so mixed up. But anyway, so Bubby was related, but Bubby had a Tante Miyasi Levine, that was Banus Levine, Tante Gally, and who else? And of course, and then the 80s were related. They were cousins somehow.
All of the 80s?
Yeah, all of the 80s, I think, were cousins.
Now, and you think it was definitely through the 80s side of the family?
No, I think it was through Zadie. I think through the Bermans. Zadie's cousins were her brothers. Was Jake Berman. That was, Abe Berman's father.
See, I know there was 80s living in this country in early 1880.
Mm-hmm.
We had one in North Vernon, Indiana.
Oh, is that right? Now, who was that?
One branch of that family.
Because I remember a Simon 80s, a Jake 80s, and an Abe 80s.
All right, Jake was in Lexington with the wholesale house, the big wholesale house. Simon was in Louisville with a wholesale house that covered all
right.
of Kentucky. So
now, where was Abe 80s?
Well, that was probably the one in North
yeah,
Vernon.
I think so.
Because he lived there years and years in
mm-hmm.
the real early days.
Mm-hmm. And they only had one child, I think, Gertrude.
Because Madison people used to stop to see the 80s.
Really?
Where they'd stop on the train.
Yeah.
And those coming from Cincinnati
uh-huh.
to go and change trains uh-huh. would stop to see
well,
the
80s. Uncle Wolf and Aunt Bessie lived in North Vernon.
Oh, they did?
I think. Was it North Vernon? Mount Vernon? North Vernon?
Mount Vernon is in Illinois.
Oh, no. It was in North in North Vernon then. I think that's what
it's quite possible because
yeah.
the 80s family lived
yeah,
there, so
uh-huh,
it's
uh-huh.
very,
mm-hmm.
quite possible. Now, you've told a little bit about what you used to do and some of your friends. Well, you went to high school where?
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you. First, I went to Sunday school.
Oh, you did go to
oh,
Sunday
school? Oh, I went to Sunday school at the YMHA
now
on 2nd Street.
Who ran
Rabbi
that?
Rabbi Gittleman did. Rabbi Gittleman had the Sunday school there.
Oh.
And
can you remember when that began, or was it just already there when you were little?
Well, I think it just started when I was like 10 years old, 12 years old,
well,
I guess.
Well, this is an important thing
yeah.
in Louisville's history
mm-hmm.
because my mother was like a decade ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was a child, to go to Sunday school, she had to go to Temple, to the Reform
mm-hmm.
Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
because that was the only
oh,
Sunday
well,
school.
Well, Rabbi Gittleman started that one at the YMHA.
Now, did they go, the children from all over town,
yes.
to go regardless of what
mm-hmm.
congregation?
Oh, yes.
Now, this is the first time.
I think so, because see, we went.
That I have ever heard anybody mention this,
oh.
and it is not mentioned in our history of Louisville, I don't think.
It isn't?
So oh, I would sure. like for you to tell us as much as you can about this. Do you remember if they had several teachers, or whether one teacher, or...
I think there were several teachers there.
Do you remember who your
no,
teacher was?
No, I have no idea in the world. But I know that we had Sunday school at the YMHA.
Can you remember what they taught you at Sunday school?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember. Where. I don't. Isn't
well,
that awful?
Well, I remembered this probably shouldn't.
Yeah, then,
can you tell me who some of your friends were in Sunday school with you?
Well, there was Lillian Goldberg and Gertie Feldbaum. Now, this wasn't at the YMHA, though. I don't think we went to the YMHA that long. Then we had Sunday school. By that time, Arthur Sherman had already built that building at Brook and College, and we had Sunday school there. See, I was already older. So when I went to Sunday school there, I guess I was like 12, 13 years old. When I went to Sunday school at the YMHA, I guess I was like 7, 8 years old.
Is that the reason? Now, did your father join?
Not at that time. No.
You didn't have to belong to go to Sunday school.
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I remember Ida Richmond was a Sunday school teacher. Gee, I can't think who else. Gosh, goodness, Ida Richmond. Mm-hmm. There were the Goldberg boys. They were twins. They were in my class. Also, Clarence and Amos Benjamin were in my class at Sunday school.
Now, let's see. Clarence Benjamin, was he the one that lived in New Albany?
Yes, I think they both did. And I remember I was Hammer in a play, and they were my sons. I mean, you see it so plainly.
Can you remember what Hannah was in the Bible? That's all right. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Because some of those things are fun things to remember.
I remember and the play.
And you did it there in the shul that was on Brooklyn College.
We did the play at the YMHA.
Oh, that was
At the YMHA, I remember.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have picnics then from the Sunday school?
I think so.
Had the shuls started having picnics then?
Well, out at Summers Park, and we all, those were great. You know, we always looked forward to those wonderful picnics, you know, and we took big baskets of food, and that was fun. That was fun, those picnics.
Now, you went to Sunday school at first at the YMHA.
Mm-hmm.
Did it play any other part in your
life? The YMHA was a big part in my life.
Well,
I always went to gym there. Then it was called folk dancing and gym. And I don't know where that picture is at the center anymore, but it used to be the first picture on the wall that our class was in. I mean, that was in. And we took folk dancing and gym.
Now, where was the YMHA?
That was the second and Jacob. Second and Jacob.
Yep.
And then I went to dancing school there also.
Well, was that real
Blanche
far from where
Mitchell.
You live?
Yeah, well, it was about 12 blocks.
Did you walk or take streetcar?
Walked, except in the winter. Then I took the streetcar.
Now, when you went for the streetcar, what route did you have to use? Could you just get on one streetcar?
No. I would go on the second streetcar and transfer at 2nd and Market to the Market streetcar going east. And I got off at Shelby and Market. And it was, you know, then that was the only way of travel. You know, you didn't have cars. And it was nothing. I mean, things, you were safe. Whoever heard of being afraid?
How young were you when you first went on the streetcar by yourself?
Oh, I guess about 8-10 years old. Because I was always in the center for YMHA for something. I love the YMHA. And
did they have any clubs then?
Oh, sure. We had a club called the Fidelity Club. And it was just for girls. And then we used to go to the basketball games too.
But the Fidelity Club, can you remember what did you do there?
Yeah, I don't know what we did. It seemed like we had meetings.
Social.
It was just social. I don't think we ever did anything worthwhile.
And was that like in your high school days?
I suppose so.
You think?
Or maybe younger. Seems like it was younger. Okay. When I went to high school, see, I didn't go to the old girls' high. I went there 1 year, and then I went to Atherton.
Where was Atherton when you went to school?
Atherton was built on Morton Avenue. And we thought we were really in a gorgeous, gorgeous building. You know, Atherton was really something. And I was the second class that graduated in 1926.
And have you had a reunion?
We had a 50-year reunion, and then it seems like there's not many, and there's hardly anyone left.
Now, when you were in school at Atherton, though, what other Jewish girls were there?
Well, there was Julia Klein, who was Julia, what's her maiden name? Julia Klein.
Was there anybody else now? That was in school with you, graduated with you, or in classes just below you that you remember?
Well, Stella Jacobs, Stella Levine, she graduated right after I did, I think. And I remember some of the Gentile girls, but there weren't a lot of Jewish girls that went there. Then Maisie Crisanti graduated with me.
I think it might be a good time for us to comment on the fact why there weren't very many Jewish girls. If the Jewish girls went to high school, where did they go?
They went to the old girls' high.
Because they lived
they lived on, now from Preston, I think if you lived on, oh, Gertrude Strahl, a Geedy. Now she was in my class at Atherton. She lived on Preston Street. I think that was a dividing line. And then my other friends, well, this is, no, Stella didn't go to Atherton, I don't think. I think she went to the Old Willis High because Lillian Berman went there. There was Esther Benevitz.
Now, name the girls that you can remember that were going to Girls High at the time you were going to Atherton.
Well, there was Stella Levine Jacobs, and
Esther Benevitz you mentioned.
Esther Benevitz. Did she go to Atherton? I don't think so. And she was a Liebson, Emily Liebson. And Tess Levitin went to Old Girls High. And Hannah Marks and Ethel Klein, they all went to Girls High. But there really weren't many Jewish girls at Atherton.
Did you know anybody much when you were growing up that lived all the way down at 7th Street?
No, you know, it's funny that I didn't know people on 7th Street. I knew people on Preston Street. And I really didn't know those people down on 7th Street.
Now, did you?
Although we would go down to Learner's for their delicatessens,
but
they were on 7th
but
Street.
But that actually was a much later time.
Was it?
That was after you were married.
No, before I was married. I remember that.
What year were you married?
1929. That was like in...
No, where was their delicatessen?
Their delicatessen was on 7th between Liberty and Walnut. And I remember... the Freedmans had a big store right around there. And who else lived down there? I used to think my brother Mike, well, he was, and we would ride down there for delicatessen. And of course, my brother Mike, I never told you about my brother Mike. Well, I had four brothers, and Mike and Dan and Harry and Ben. And Mike, but Mike was the life of every party. He was the life of the party. When he was just great. He was just, and he was a basketball player, and he was a runner. He ran cross country at the center, at the YMHA. And Harry Klein was on that same team, I remember. And
was that basketball team? Yeah. What year? Oh, did he go to high school?
Mike graduated from Boys High.
Can you remember when about?
Well, I would say I graduated in 26. I think he graduated in 1917.
Okay.
About 1917, I think.
Now, did all your brothers go to the HA a lot? Did that have a...
No, it seemed like Mike did more than anybody. Mike and Ben.
He was most athletic? Was that reason?
He was most athletic. And I don't know why Dan would go too, but he, not as much as Mike, of course.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And my brother Ben.
Did all your boys, brothers go to high school?
No, I don't think Dan, he might have gone, but he didn't graduate, I don't think. But Mike and Ben did, and of course I did.
Now, did any of your family get any further education after high school?
No, it was just a waste. I don't know why they never went on to school, you know? It wasn't a thing to do, you know?
Well,
girls didn't need that.
They didn't do it.
Isn't that ridiculous?
No, they didn't.
And I had so much time, it's just a shame.
Well, what did you do after you graduated from high school?
Nothing too much. You know, just parties and things like that.
During the day, and did you help your parents
in
the store?
Yeah, a little bit.
You didn't go out to get a job?
And my brother Mike said to me, I used to go to the cashier and just help myself. And my brother Mike said to me that you'll never be able to make a dollar I didn't say anything, but I thought, I'll show you. So sure enough, I went downtown, I'll never forget, and I went into Fleischer's. They had a dress shop, and I got a job. And I was about 18,
now,
then,
where
or 17.
Where was Fleischer's then?
Was on 4th Street.
Now, see, I remember when they were next door to Stewart's.
That's right. That's where they were.
They were there
they
then.
There were a few doors from Stewart's.
Now, what year was that then?
Well, let's see. I graduated in 26, so I guess that had to be 27. And I got married in 29.
Well, we're getting up there, so yeah. Now we've got to find out how you met Sam.
How did I meet Sam? My brother Harry was married to Goldie Fleck. They ran off and got married in 1919.
Where was Goldie from?
She was from Cincinnati. No, they lived in Louisville. Her father managed a Dan Cohen shoe store. In fact, they were in the family, in the Dan Cohen family. And they ran off and got married in 1919, I think it was. And then they were remarried at Cher's restaurant.
Can I digress for just 1 minute? Why did people run off and get married?
Well, they
then?
Were just wild. My brother Harry and Goldie were today you would call them, you know.
Well, but they weren't the only ones that did it.
Well, you know, there's people that did the same thing?
Yes, I know. Ruth Myers did that.
Ruth Myers?
Do you remember who Ruth Myers?
Miles Cohen?
No, Ruth Myers was the one, if you can remember, back in the early 20s maybe, she used to be at the center working. She taught a lot of the immigrants English.
Oh, did she?
And she married a dentist by the name of Ziegler. But you just don't remember.
No.
Now, the people who immigrated in those years, 22, 23, they remember her.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't lived in Louisville.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So anyway, they got married. Well, see, she was German. She wasn't Orthodox. So maybe that was the reason. I don't know.
The Flecks weren't Orthodox?
No, they were German Jewish.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They're Reformed. They went to the temple on 2nd Street. So maybe, I don't know why they ran off and got married.
Did your husband's family, were they Reformed too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay, because I knew some of the Fleck family from Indiana, Mary in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Those were cousins.
But
my
I didn't realize that the, mm-hmm.
They always went to the temple.
Well, do you think they came from Germany, or do
yes, they? Yeah. My mother-in-law, now the Flecks did not, but I know my mother-in-law did. My mother-in-law was Teresa, and she was born in New York. And so was her mother, born in New York. So, and I guess they went to the, you know, they were German Jewish. Say, because they were a few generations born in New York, so they had to be.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's interesting and good about it was relating to Jewish history here mm-hmm. is that you have. Your descendants that four generations you have and then they can go back two or three generations beyond you that are Americans,
right?
Mm-hmm. And there has been no problem about most of them staying Jewish.
Oh no, they all stay Jewish.
And because we tend to think that after so many generations in this country
uh-huh.
that they get assimilated to mm-hmm. the point where they won't stay Jewish, but this doesn't seem to be true.
Not in my family. It certainly was not true. No.
All right, now we
so get... So then, Goldie, my sister-in-law Goldie's mother was a widow, and she was very lonely, and she always wanted me to come visit her. Well, I never wanted to. You know, she was an elderly woman. Why did I want to go visit her? Well, finally I did. And my parents says, you have to go visit her. She's lonely. She, you know, it'd be so nice if you went. So, sure enough, I did. And she had a bridge party that night with her nieces and nephews. And
now, where was that?
This was in Cincinnati. And we played party bridge. Everyone changed, And that's when I met my husband. He was one of her nephews. So see, two cousins married a sister and brother. See, Goldie and Sam were first cousins. And she was married to my brother, Harry, my oldest brother.
Now, what was Sam doing then?
He was working for Rao Shirt Company. He was on the road.
And what, did he travel in Ohio?
He traveled in West Virginia and Ohio. And,
Then how long did you know him before you became engaged?
Not very long. I knew that very night. I did. When I looked at him, I knew that was a fellow I was going to marry.
Well, how old were you then?
I was 19.
And how old was Sam?
He was 28.
He was 28?
Uh-huh.
Did you feel like there was a big age difference or anything?
No. Really didn't.
So now let's get on. The romance didn't take long then.
No, well, it was a year.
It was a year.
Yeah, well, I went out with him in Cincinnati, and I'm turn this off.
No, I want you to talk. I want you, did he visit here in Louisville?
No, often? So I was supposed to go out with somebody else there. And so he said, well, if you break the date, I'll take you out. And, the first night I met him, he asked me for a date. And I said, oh, I'm busy. And after they all left, Aunt Ray said to me, she wasn't my aunt then, you know, she said, why did you tell him you were busy? I said, well, never accepted a date the first time a fella asked me. And so,
That was the customary, though, in those days.
Really, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had to act like you were so popular. So then he went out on the road, and he called me long distance, and from West Virginia someplace, and I went out with him. And then I had another date with another fella, and he said, well, if you break that date, I'll take you out. So I did. I broke the date, and I went out with him again. So then I said, well, if you're ever in Louisville, I said, you can give me a call. He said, well, when I go to see a girl out of town, it's because I'm serious. I said, oh, well, you know. So sure enough, I never heard from him until that summer. This was in January. And that summer, I got a postal card from him saying that he was in New York with his mother. That really hit that. And so the following year, my brother Dan and DeVore were married. Sounds silly.
Now, who was DeVore?
DeVore Benefits. That was my sister-in-law. And my father knew Sam's folks because my brother was married his cousin, and he would always get in touch with Sam's dad through business. They were in the same kind of business and talked about, you know, worried about this and that and the other. So sure enough, they came to Louisville one Sunday, and I wasn't even here. I was in Evansville, Indiana, visiting my cousins. And so then my brother and DeVore were married in February, and so my parents, my dad knew his father, invited them to the wedding. I mean, that's really reaching out, isn't it? But they were invited. And instead of them responding to the invitation, Sam, I got a letter from him saying he was coming to the wedding. He wasn't even invited, but he was coming to the wedding. So sure enough, I went to the station at 7th and River to meet him. And I was all excited. And so I don't even remember where he stayed. But anyway, the wedding was on Sunday night at the Kentucky. And I stood up with DeVore's cousin, Frock. I can't think what his first name was. And, the night before, Saturday night, we went to Lowe's. And if you recall, they had that moving sky, you know, with the stars and the moon. That was so romantic. So that night after we got home, we lived on Lauderdale then. We lived in a duplex, and we were sitting on the front porch. until 4 o'clock in the morning. And he asked me to marry him. I hadn't seen him for a year. And I accepted just like that. I was still in love with him.
Tell us a little bit about your wedding.
Wait a minute. Sam spoke to my father the night of Dan DeVore's wedding on the Sunday night.
The same night he lost, he gained a daughter-in-law, his daughter's to-be husband came to him.
Uh-huh.
That's a wonderful feeling for a Jewish father, isn't it?
It really is. It was wonderful.
And he asked for your hand in
marriage.
Yeah,
right. Uh-huh.
And what did your father say?
He must have said it was okay. And so then we were engaged from that February until December. And I remember I went to Cincinnati. He wanted me to come there to get, wanted me to help him pick out the ring. And there were friends of his family who were in the jewelry business, who were in the diamond. They made the rings, you know. And I remember when it was Litwin, Jake Litwin. They were in the jewelry business in a little loft, I remember, in Cincinnati. And they sold to Lemons and all the fine places in Louisville. And so I remember that's where I picked out my ring. Oh, I see. And so then I remember coming back on the train to Louisville, and he said, "Honey, be careful now with that ring, you know." I have it here now.
It's very beautiful.
And that was my wedding band. And
Hannah is wearing it on a chain on her neck now, and it is set very beautifully with can you describe it? You can do a better description than I can.
Well, the ring was magnificent.
And were the other two diamonds with the ring?
Yes, and I should have put them all together, but I didn't.
Done very beautifully.
Yeah, it's very nice. But my wedding band, I think, is the most beautiful. I've never seen another one like it. And, you know, as I told you before, that Rabbi Gittleman and Rabbi Zahi married us.